Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling and got a young lady to call me back. I got three charges on my debit card this morning. One was for $5 and some cents, one was for $7 and some cents, and one was for $67.37. And I did not make any of those transactions.
Okay, and just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address?
My name is Tammy, Tammy Fletcher, Fletcher. My address is P.O. Box 484, Faraday, Louisiana, 71334.
Thank
But I
you.
immediately reported it to my credit card company, and then I immediately called y'all. And she said something about somebody had ordered a set of knives or something, and it was on a 4-day trial. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, but it wasn't me.
Okay, so I see that you entered the sweepstakes offer for KitchenAid for pots and pans on November
No,
18th.
ma'am, that was not me.
Okay, so you don't recall doing any surveys?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so could you verify your email address for me?
Yes, it's Tammy, Tammy Fletcher, Fletcher, 0416 at gmail.com.
Okay, so the email address, the phone number you called in on, your name and shipping address all matches. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want
I will prosecute them too.
to. Okay, so we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it does
Okay.
come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house could have did this, then we can't proceed with that fraud investigation.
Yes, ma'am. I only have a 5-year-old and a 6-year-old in the house, and they do not have access to my debit card. And I don't buy nothing over line unless it's from Walmart.
So I am issuing you the credits pending the investigation. And if it comes back as a true case of fraud, then you should see it within 3 to 5 business days. And just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with the cancellation number.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Well, there we go. I had to put it on speaker. I'm sorry.
Okay, so the cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Yes, ma'am.
2627.
C as in Charlie, 2627.
46.
46.
210.
210. Okay, I got that recorded.
And is there anything else I could do for you?
No, ma'am, that's all I need to know. Like I said, I needed them charges off of my thing and find out who done it.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you, too, and have a great holiday. Bye-bye.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.